This is St. Louis Public Radio. A doctor might order a CT scan to help find out if a patient has pneumonia or a tumor. But for a few years, the St. Louis Art Museum has been ordering CT scans for humans who have long been dead, Egyptian mummies to be exact. St. Louis Public Radio's Eli Chen explains what medical technology can tell us about how an ancient culture treated the dead.
In a dark room at the St. Louis Art Museum, a tour guide is talking to a dozen grade school boys about Egyptian mummies. But instead of crowding around the three mummies lying nearby in glass cases, they're standing in front of a recently added feature to the exhibit, a touchscreen that shows pictures of what the mummies look like inside.
Okay, we can see the tissue that's left.
The museum's curator of ancient art, Lisa Chakmak, is watching them. She pipes up when a boy asks if a mummy's head got cut off.
It's that his spine is like all, it got all messed up at some point after he was mummified.
The museum has these images because Chakmak has been CT scanning mummies with the help of radiologists at the Washington University School of Medicine. CT scans, or computerized tomography, allow doctors to see what's happening inside the body. Chakmak is using the images to understand how ancient Egyptians treated human remains.
If you look at this, it just looks like a box. It just looks like a coffin. And what the CT scanning allows us to do is really reanimate the person.
They scan three mummies, one woman and two men, all from different dynasties spanning 1,000 years. The woman, Henet Wedjibu, clearly held a high status in society. Her six-foot-long coffin has the face of a beautiful woman with black and gold paint. She was buried in a tomb with her husband and a couple servants. Chakmak says one can infer from this that Henet was the mistress of an elite household.
When we say mistress of the house, it's like anyone who's watched Downton Abbey. It's like Lady Cora is mistress of Downton Abbey.
CT scans use many combinations of x-rays to see through thick layers. Chakmak says Henet's CT scans revealed much more than her x-rays.
She's wearing this really elaborate beaded headdress. And so when those pictures came up on the CT scan and there was like all these like white dots around her face, the doctors were like, Lisa, come look at this. Like, what do you think that is? And I was like, oh my God, she has those are beads.
CT scanning of mummies began in the 1970s, but the technology has advanced in recent years, and historians are now learning more than ever. Jonathan Elias directs the ACME Mummy Studies Consortium in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Elias first used a CT scanner in 2001 that was able to make four slices or cross-sections of the body. Now the most powerful can make several hundred slices.
So it's like going from prehistory, you know, working with stone tools practically, to the space age.
And what they're seeing challenges some long-held beliefs about how ancient Egyptians prepared dead bodies. For example, it's often taught in history classes that they remove the brain by putting a hook through the nose. But Henet Wedjibu's brain is still in her skull. WashU radiologist Michelle Miller-Thomas was surprised by how much of the brain remained after 3,000 years.
I can see the veins that drain the blood away from the brain. I could find the arteries which supply the blood, the fresh blood coming into the brain. I think it's amazing that this didn't just liquefy and fall apart and turn into something that was completely unrecognizable.
That raises questions like, why was the brain not removed back then? It's possible that the practice wasn't in vogue among embalmers at the time. Elias expects to discover more as CT scanning technology evolves, but the evidence so far shows what sets ancient Egyptians apart from other cultures.
The body had to be preserved. If they were confronted by a troubled situation, for example, or in a time of war, it would be a horror to them to leave anybody behind.
So each scan reveals just a little more about how people in another culture and another time treated the afterlife. I'm Eli Chen, St. Louis Public Radio.